This is Earth and Sky. An ecosystem consists of life and whatever's around that life.
Ecosystems are characterized by interconnectivity. But the laws that govern ecosystems are fragmented, says Andrew Rosenberg of the University of New Hampshire's Institute for the Study of Earth, Oceans, and Space. He served on a federal commission that recently assessed the health of coastal ecosystems in the U.S.
Rosenberg says that problems in Earth's oceans, overfishing, losses of coastal habitat, and pollution extend beyond political divisions.
If you study biological systems as I do, then you know that really there aren't such things as entirely independent processes. Everything is connected to everything else. If we don't connect the management pieces together, in other words, connect our management of pollution to our management of coastal development and habitat to our management of fisheries, then we're unlikely to be successful.
In a report released this year, Rosenberg and his fellow commissioners called for an ecosystem-based approach to ocean management. That is, they think the ocean should be managed area by area, ecosystem by ecosystem, looking at the whole as well as the parts of each problem area. More on that tomorrow. Our thanks today to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, promoting the conservation of native fish, wildlife, plants, and their habitats. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.